as they
now,
say.
Now, let's think about this ahead. From a logical standpoint. Because everybody here tonight has done some frucking. Correct?
Okay.
Correct. Root. Come on. Not because you done did some frucking. You got 19 kids. You did a lot of frucking. Okay?
Wait, define frucking.
Frucking. It's fucking. Oh. That's the same thing. I just say frucking. Okay. So everybody here has done some frucking. And we know what led to that. Correct? Or are we going to now act like we don't know?
No,
what
I know.
What led to
yeah.
it is two individuals wanting to have sex with each other.
Okay. So in all of our cases before we have sex, I'll use myself as an example. When my wife want to have sex, she might do some sexy shit in the kitchen. She might come out of the room or down the hall or in the car, put a hand on my inner thigh. Whatever it is, there's something that leads to both parties knowing it's about to go down.
Hey, it's your imaginary best friend, Finch. And I know at times life can seem hard and you can feel stuck with no valuable answers and nowhere to go. Listen, I have a host of secrets and recipes that will not only help you enhance your lifestyle, career, relationships, and finances, but also help get your ass off the fence. And just because you're not where you want to be doesn't mean you're not where you're supposed to be. So let's go do the work. Your favorite podcast, Off the Fence with Finch, starts now.
No,
yeah, we're going live, Big Nate. Let's go live right now.
We're practicing.
Let's I know. See. So I started Hello. Listening to old Patrice O'Neal videos. Uh-huh. And for the past few days, he has been my relief because it's been hectic. But when I tell you that I feel like he speaks for every man out there, mm-hmm. just to get women to understand that men aren't as complex as women make them out to be.
And
y'all follow
that?
Him as a comedian?
No.
I didn't know women thought we were complex.
Creatures.
Yeah, but...
I do.
I thought women thought we
I
were
mean,
simple.
Okay. Some women think that men are simple. But then there are other men, because there are so many different categories of types of men. You've got the ones that... are into video games. You have the ones that are into sports. You have the ones that are just into unlimited amount of sex with as many people as possible. You have some that want all of that. You know, I think it just depends on the men, but he speaks about every man and he just simplifies it for women. And it's almost like if I could translate what he's saying in all of his comedy, is to tell women to shut the fuck up, enjoy your own life, let us be. We're going to love you and we're going to be there for you, but don't fucking pressure us to do shit we don't want to do.
Okay.
I think when he talks about it within his comedy, I think they do, because they can relate to it differently. But if a man were to say that to a woman the way I just said it, you'd get the, who are you talking to? Right. So when he's kind of mixed it in with comedy, and I think it's interesting.
He said interesting. What's interesting about it? What's interesting about it?
Really, really is.
To get it.
It shouldn't be.
That's not
why does it have to yeah. be in the, why,
it shouldn't
why does it have
be.
To be in the form of jokes for women to
yep.
To actually
now,
take
I think we're
in.
Not talking about women as a scope in general. We're just talking in particular, because that seems to be the case for a host of women. That not every woman, but a host of women, because
that's true.
I know that.
I think in this day and time, as we're looking at how we are influenced as people, so many people are influenced by, like, when you really sit down and talk to people. You understand, you realize, rather, if you're listening, that the vast majority of us that operate in life every day are operating off of shit that we was taught that's just not true. And we have believed it our entire life because somebody told us this is how it's supposed to be. So when we talk about relationships and how we view them, think about how the vast majority of people in our society view relationships. There's a host of women around the country that believes a man should take care of them. There's a host of men around the country that believe a woman should submit to him. And when it's all said and done, where the hell did they get those ideals? Who taught them that's right. The way it's supposed to be? So they function throughout their lives from, you know, we've always like, you think about the dream that we have. Think about women, or not every woman, let me be clear. But let's think about society and how women view weddings. They view weddings like it's their day, because that's all they've been groomed and taught to believe their entire life. So what do? The man's got to buy them this enormous, ginormous ring, because if he doesn't, that says he don't love them. That's what they've been taught. It's something superficial about that. And you know what? It's so crazy, because I just got a thought of something I did want to talk about, because I saw it on social media, and it kind of lends to what I said. So have you guys seen this video that's been going viral about this guy who flew this woman out? He spent allegedly about $5,000 with airfare, with Uber, with hotel, with food. And they had been in this hotel together for 2 days, and she's constantly telling him she don't want to be touched. And he's created this video that he's saying, well, he's actually talking about, hey, I flew her out. I mean, I need to find that video so I can share my screen and show it. But anyway, he's talking about he flew her out, and this is how much he spent on her. And she knew what it was when she came out. And he flew her from Indiana to Las Vegas or L.A., hella far. And her whole thing was, and you flew me out here. And he's saying, what you mean, and? Like, what was the purpose of you coming here? And I think when you start thinking about the mentality of a number of women, especially younger women in our generation now, I mean, in our society, not our generation, our society now, they have this entitlement mentality where they feel like a man owes them something. And they don't have to do anything. They just are deserving of it because they're pretty, or they're fine, or they got ass and titties.
Yeah, but on the flip side of that, what conversations were had prior to that?
Because they had conversations for 3 months about
but we getting don't together. Know what those conversations were.
He talked about those conversations in his video, and she did not deny any of it.
Oh, well, then that's different.
Well, it wasn't that. I think based upon, and that's why I wish I could find, let me look for that video while we're talking. I think it was one of those things where it was like, I don't know, maybe she got there because they was FaceTiming each other. They was they was video conferencing with each other.
She just changed her mind. Whole
duration beforehand. I think my question has to be to men and women. Well, in this case, let me start with the women. My question have to be, if you and a man are having conversations and y'all flirting and y'all doing a host of other things, and now he's talking about flying you to his city and he's putting you up in a hotel. When she got there, she said she wanted to eat. He said, okay, let's go eat. They went to this expensive restaurant. Now, I don't understand why we feel like this shit is necessary, but they went to this restaurant. He was like, she's ordering steak and lobster. And she was like, I like lobster. And I'm like, but you can't afford it. So at the end of the day, it's like, what was her expectations? And I have to pose this question since we got two women here, and not saying that I don't think the two women here would not do these things. So this does not apply to them, but I have to pose a question to my friends here. What is it about today's women in this society that feels like a man will fly them from Indiana to Las Vegas or Los Angeles or from some small town where otherwise they probably wouldn't have been able to take this particular trip or any trips at all, because they probably drive everywhere. But what is it about that says, okay, I'm coming out there on your dime, and I'm coming for what? Like, I'm not saying he's owed anything, because that's what she said. She said, I don't have to give you anything. He's like, you're right. But we had these conversations before I booked your ticket, before I flew you out here. And now you're out here talking about you don't want to be touched. And I don't understand why you're here. Nate, you're shaking your head.
I mean, it sounds like she got what she wanted. He didn't get what he wanted. I mean.
Yeah, but to answer your. Yeah.
I mean, like she had her shit all over the hotel. And she's, I mean, and they had a, I think it was like a two queen beds or something like that, because it was two beds in that room. And her stuff was on one bed and she was laying on the other bed on her phone. And I'm just like, I'm watching this like, what is going on? Yeah, I'm going to look for it.
Right.
Okay. I get that part.
I'm going to put it to you like this. That dude played himself, to be honest, because no matter what a woman says, a dude should not set himself up to take a loss of that magnitude. I mean, and so many dudes seem to think that when they get a little change in their pocket,
Nate, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. Is that,
and that's supposed to make a woman just fall in line?
Nate, since you brought it up, I want to ask you this question.
These guys need to realize that their worth lies elsewhere other than their wallet.
Nothing wrong with that.
They don't figure that out.
I found, here's another video. This is not the one I'm going to talk about.
I don't.
This is a.
If she misled him, that's one thing.
Looked like it was released.
If he was really on his game, it should have never gotten that far. In fact, if she really wanted to come see him, she'd have flown herself.
It seemed to be like, we had this conversation before about a guy flew a girl out. And the difference in this conversation today and that one was, he put her in a hotel and he stayed at his own place and he was trying to get up with her. And she was like, I don't feel like seeing nobody.
Why are you here in my hotel?
Yes. Like, what you mean?
Yeah.
You don't feel like seeing nobody.
And he canceled that flight home.
He canceled the flight. That part.
He did what he was supposed to do. I blame the men. Women only do what they're able to get away with. So I'm not, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like a kid, right? If you tell a kid, no, you cannot have that cookie, and the kid goes and gets the cookie, and then they eat the cookie in front of you, and you don't do nothing, and you be like, all right, but you can't have another one, and you don't put the damn cookies up, they gonna go get another cookie whenever they're ready for it, right? So they get away with what you allow them to get away with, especially when there are no consequences. And the reality is that women continue to do this and men continue to do it because they think that eventually the situation is going to change and these women are going to give in. They're in the same situation. They're still not getting no ass. The dudes are still sitting on the back end, either being played by these women, having their money taken, or they're being dogged out. And then these women are getting away with it because they're getting these free trips. At the end of the day, there has to be someone held accountable. And I think when the men stop paying for these women to take these trips and start making them pay for their own damn trips, then they won't have the expectations to get ass at the end of it.
They won't have the expectation to get ass? Is that what you said?
That is exactly what I said. Because here's the thing. What else do you want? You're expecting to pay for someone to travel and to be with you. And what you want as repayment is ass. You're not asking for time.
Right.
You're not asking for a good conversation. You're not asking for her to take you to go find a new wardrobe just so you could look good for the other women on wherever you're going. You're expecting to have some level of intimacy in the form of sex. You know, so if you're going to pay a prostitute, because that's really what you're doing,
You're really trying to pimp her out, pretty much.
So why not just pay for one locally where you at and save your airfare and hotel fee?
Well, again, now it's down to preferences. It's preference, I would think.
Right.
I was thinking the exact same thing.
And I think she said the same. She said the same. All right, can y'all see my screen?
Why didn't he keep it local?
Yes.
All right.
Person,
trying to fly somebody out.
Oh, you don't see the video?
It's like this.
Yes.
Small video. Yes.
It's a small video.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like it is before on the whole screen.
It is paused. Mm-hmm. I'm finna play it right now.
Okay.
Yes. It's like it's paused.
You're really gonna record me?
No, I'm recording this shit.
You really gonna record me?
No, I need to know.
out of Florida all the way out of LA. She
nigga, you bang. Nigga, you bang.
We've been FaceTiming. Come on, we've been FaceTiming every day.
I don't give a fuck. No, we've been FaceTiming every day. And you really taking me back to the fucking airport. You really taking me back to the airport.
Yes, you're going to the fucking airport.
And you're taking me back to the airport because of what? Tell me why.
Give me no cheeks.
Nigga, I'm not fucking obligated to give you no, like, what?
I flew you out.
Nigga, what are you talking about? Nigga, you're lame as fuck. No, you're lame as fuck.
No,
you're fucking lame. You're lame. Just take me to the fucking airport. Just get me there. Just
walking around my crib, titties out, stuff like that, taking showers in my shower.
Nigga, it's my body. What are you talking about?
I don't care.
I don't have to give you my coochie.
Taking showers in my
house. Are you okay?
No.
I don't have to give you my coochie.
Laying in my bed? Laying in my bed?
All right.
Now, I don't understand. I don't understand. And Root, I completely agree with you. It's like, I think when it comes to stuff like that, it's on the man. You got to know better. You got to know what you're dealing with, number one. But more importantly, let's look at the other side of this. What is wrong with women who do
low
this
class
bullshit? Like, why are you getting on a plane, flying wherever to go see a man? What's your purpose for doing that? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not saying you owe him anything because you're doing it. But at the end of the day, you guys have had some discussions about this. Why else would you be getting on the plane? And you're going, and in that case, you're going to stay at his house. In the other case of the other video that I can't seem to find, you are allowing yourself to be put up in a hotel with a man that you've only known for 3 months. What is the purpose of you going there? What is the purpose of that?
Strictly to use them.
To use them,
Like, this has been going on since I was a teenager. You put in a man's mind what they think they're going to get, and men are willing to go through the ringers when they think they're going to get some. And you can use them once you know they're that type of dude like that. I'm going to put everything on this one just to get something in return.
What do we call stuff like that, y'all?
Trifling.
It is trifling.
I mean, is that not a form of abuse?
It is.
On both sides, I think.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's unfortunate that women.
Hold on. So wait a minute.
I think it is. Go ahead, Nate.
What is your thought process on that? Is it not a form of abuse? You're saying yes, it is, and the ladies have said they feel like it's a sign of abuse on both sides. And Nate says no, that's not a two sided scenario. Who's the abuser in scenarios like this, Nate?
Now I wouldn't say it's on both sides.
Nate says the woman. So why don't we want to talk about that? Like, why are we acting in today's time? Now, we're not talking about your mothers and your grandmothers and your great grandmothers who did the same thing.
Yes, they did. They just did it on a different platform. Listen, here's the bottom line. Women have been using pussy as their form of payment since the beginning of time. We can say, right. Yes, it is.
The oldest occupation.
Okay. Nate, I agree with you, right? But women aren't just to blame. Just as women are using men, men are using women to get what they want. And what they want are the cheeks. And so they're going to whatever.
Hold on, Ru. Let's only use these two scenarios that we brought up. How were the men using the women?
World's oldest occupation.
So
we're going to get to the bottom of it, Nate.
Let's get to chopping this fable.
So.
Come on now. What you laughing for?
Oh, God. We so waiting. Women.
You know what? I got a point on that too, but go ahead, Ruth. Because we're going to get to the bottom.
Women are definitely to blame, but men are using women.
We get to the bottom of this one.
Men gain is the feeling of.
The bottom of this one tonight. Okay.
Now, we didn't say what we gain. You said.
Okay.
Using.
Please, Ruth.
The question is, how in these two scenarios is the man, what is the man using the woman for in these scenarios?
He's using his money for something.
Exactly.
I'm waiting. He was using her.
That's what Ruth said.
He's using something that he has that he believes that she doesn't in order to gain something that he wants.
How we know she don't have it? How?
Well, I didn't say she didn't have it. I said he's using
something that she
that he has that he thinks that she doesn't.
How do we know that?
Well,
we can't speak for him. We don't know his thought process.
You're right. But you can't speak on hers either. But here's the reality.
Wait. Hold on.
Here's the reality.
We can't speak on her. We're not speaking on her, man. We're looking at the facts. If a man flies a woman out, that is evident that she took the plane ticket, took his money to come to his city, stay in his home or a hotel, go out to eat with him. She ain't incurred no expenses.
I get it. Okay, so if you and I are in the store, right? You got a pocket full of money. We in a grocery store. We buying groceries. And I walk up to you and I say, Finch, you look nice. I'm gonna buy your groceries.
Okay.
Go on, throw a little extra in there for yourself.
Oh, okay.
And come help me put my groceries in my car. And you know how to fix stuff? You should come on over to my house. I'm going to pay you to come fix some stuff in my house.
Okay.
Right?
You're soliciting me for a service.
That is correct.
Okay.
But here's the thing.
Your terms are come to my house to fix something, which says, you know, I have the ability to do so.
Well, I'm assuming you do. I don't know. I'm just looking at the fact that you might look like you fit enough to maybe handle some things around my house for me, maybe.
All right. Let me see where you're going.
Right?
Come on.
Right, so, because you see where I'm going, right, Mika? Mika, you see where I'm going?
Oh, I know. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, I don't know that you, because when I see you in the store, I don't realize that you got your own money. I just think maybe you might need a little help. So
why would you think that though?
Well, I it doesn't matter why I think that.
It does right? matter.
But here's the thing. Does it matter why the man thinks that a woman may not be able to afford her own plane ticket?
But that's hotel? The thing. We don't know if he thought that. We don't know if he thought she. That's not the reason why he bought the ticket.
He bought it because he wanted something in return. So let's get back to my scenario, right?
Okay.
So I done purchased your groceries, and I done asked you to come over to my house to fix some stuff.
Well, bring it on.
Eating good with them groceries you done purchased.
I don't know what you're going to do with it. I'm just saying.
Okay, what kind of groceries you got for me? Is it vegan?
Everything you put in your cart that you want.
Everything I put in my... Yeah, okay, yeah, Mika. Are we at Whole Foods or the Piggly Wiggly? Which one
are we at? We're at Whole Foods.
Okay, Whole Foods. I see what kind of person you are. Okay.
Top notch, right?
Yes, let's get it.
And then I call you and say, you know what? Let me... I'm going to send a car over.
That's a presumption
to make an argument. To pick you up and bring you to my house.
Okay.
Okay.
Because you don't want me to waste my gas. I got it.
That's right. You know, I got you, boo. I got you.
You're so sweet.
And you get to my house, and while you're there, I ask you, do you want me to fix you a plate?
What you eat? What you cook?
I fix something you like that I saw you put in your shopping cart. So I took the liberty of purchasing the same thing. Whatever.
Okay.
Is that what we want to call men now? Our predators? Hey,
we're not talking about men. You were talking about
If the shoe fits.
If that shoe ain't fitting.
Oh, it fits.
You're talking about a woman observing things about a man, correct?
No. You picked up exactly where I was going.
Okay, come on.
A predator. Because
I called you a predator because you said you observed things. You fixed stuff you observed I had in my... In my butt, my basket, which says you have ill intentions.
I was gonna say your butt.
My basket. I said my basket, Mika, not my butt.
No, you definitely said butt, but I'm.
You did say butt. I heard butt.
What you got in basket. Your butt?
Run that tape back. I said
you
basket.
Said.
Thank you, Nate. Run it back. You said all the stuff I could pack in my butt.
All right. Okay. So, Ruth, I said predatory because it sounds like you already had some shit planned, which is why you doing all this shit in the first place.
Well, I mean, isn't that what a man does? Isn't that exactly what he does?
But right now you're generalizing, and we're not generalizing. We're talking about two scenarios where it has been previously discussed. They have done flirting. Butt. They have done sexting. They have done all these things. It's not like he just flew her out on an assumption. No, that ain't what happened in none of these. In either
the
one
of the
these
day,
cases.
You have to give it up.
You said butt, bro.
Like, why is sexting mean when I see you? We smash.
That was a Freudian.
Okay, so let's think about this. Now let's think about this from a logical standpoint. Because everybody here tonight has done some frucking, correct? Okay. Correct. Root. Come on. Not because you done did some frucking. You got 19 kids. You did a lot of frucking. Okay.
Wait, define frucking.
Frucking. It's fucking. Oh. That's the same thing. I just say frucking. Okay. So everybody here has done some frucking. And we know what led to that, correct? Or are we gonna now act like we don't know?
No,
what
I
led
know.
To
yeah.
It is two individuals wanting to have sex with each other.
Okay, so in all of our cases before we have sex, like I'll use myself as an example. When my wife want to have sex, she might do some sexy shit in the kitchen. She might come out of the room or down the hall or in the car, put a hand on my inner thigh. Hey. Whatever it is, there's something that leads to both parties knowing it's about to go down. So why are we acting? Why are we?
But
no, that's not a difference.
Somebody you've been on the phone with.
Come on,
right?
Nate, help me out, Nate. Come on.
Okay, okay.
The women trying to act like they acting right now.
Hey, thanks for tuning in. Be sure to give us a follow, rate us, and leave a comment because we'd love to hear your thoughts. And until next time, get your ass off the fence.